You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives LA After Show.
Yeah. Thank you for doing, and we are here doing another great after show on AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Basketball Wives LA Season 2, and we have a very special guest in the building.
We do.
We have Miss, I should call her Mrs. Barnes now. It is Gloria Govan. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We have so much to talk about. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. Next to me, we have the new and improved Miss.
Yes, I'm Lauren Turner. As you can see, I finally got a big girl haircut. I got my hair done today. I just want to give a quick shout out to my stylist. Her name is Brazil Simpson. She works for Hollywood Exes, like all of your favorite reality shows. Not Basketball Wives yet, but hopefully soon maybe she'll be getting in their hair. So yeah, this is the new look for me.
Woo-hoo, and I'm feeling some spice from across
the
table.
A lot of spice.
We have.
Probably because it's single, ready to tingle. Spicy Maddie in the building.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next to the beauty herself.
Thank you, darling.
Can we give a quick shout out to all the Blatina / Blexkins up in the building?
Hey.
All of them.
I'm mixed,
all the
too. I get in this.
Latinas over here.
No, but I love that you guys are both Black and Mexican.
Is that like, it makes amazing folks. I'm just saying.
I have to agree, and I'm sure you guys out there will agree as well. So we're going to jump into it. We had a great episode today.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen a lot of stuff go down, and it's excellent because we have Gloria here to, you know, chime in and tell us her thoughts. And we did see you a lot in this episode, which was nice
because
we didn't see too much of you before. You know, you would jump in and then, you know, you were doing big girl things, you know, acting, doing episodes.
What did you think
about watching today's episode? I know you said that you don't watch it too often. So how was it watching it today?
This is my first episode I've seen.
Oh,
so,
wow. You're at AfterBuzz.
Like, yeah. So I was like, I don't know. It's so difficult. It reminded me why I don't watch them. no, but there's so much when you are a part of something and then all of a sudden it gets edited down into something so small. I mean, as you guys can see, I was like, that is not how it happened.
Right.
I have to say,
it was so much fun sitting next to you because you're just jumping out of your seat like, no, that's not really happened.
Show the other part. I thought it was at a football game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was scared a fight was going to break out.
For real, with myself. It was ridiculous. But, you know, honestly, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was definitely, like, as you said, I wasn't really a part of this season. I jumped in and out. I was barely there. I kind of was always like, there was always so much drama. And then I got to jump in and be the person that people came to and told both sides of the story. So it was cool. I mean, it was interesting. Obviously, you know, Bambi and I, get into it. We have a little.
We do see that.
Some words.
Yeah, at your sister's birthday party, we do see a little of a word exchange. How was that, you know, coming into this episode and then all of a sudden being attacked by the newbie, you know, as we would say?
What was that about?
You know, honestly, I have mixed feelings towards it. I mean, you know, Bambi and I, we didn't get to spend a lot of time with each other at all, you know? Whereas last season, or even this season, I spent a lot of time with Brooke. Mm-hmm. And last season, you know, introducing Drea to the girls, I spent a lot of time with her. So it was just like, I didn't get a chance to I never hung out with Bambi once by myself.
Oh, wow.
So I felt like I didn't know her. I still don't. So it was interesting. I mean, I felt like a little bit of it was trying to kind of make her name in the new season.
Mm,
a little bit of it was maybe her real feelings. But also, I feel like if you, you know, coming in as Bambi, I felt felt like she came in as a fan. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She had Malaysia's, you know, kind of perspective on who everybody was. You know what I mean? Right. So she ran with that.
What's the story behind Bambi? Crazy. Like, how did you even find out that she was going to be on the show? Because
let's get this AfterBuzz exclusive.
They were kind of, they told me about Brooke. So I was like, all right. And even I've told Brooke this to her face. You know, I was like, I wasn't sure about you. It was just like another video vixen. I was just like,
you're like another one.
Yeah, I was just like, oh. I was like, can we get a basketball wife?
You know, the show like, maybe, is named Basketball Wife.
Is that a reach? You know, but, and then they told me about Bambi, and I was like, and they were like, well, it's Malaysia's friend. So I'm like, all right, she'll probably just be doing cameos. But when I realized she was doing so much, I was like,
she played an intricate role, did she not?
Yeah.
For not like, being a wife or girlfriend all, or just or anything?
Anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, have you, what? I was like, I'm confused.
But I think they needed a voice for Malaysia because she didn't have one. Because we see her more vocal really than any time she's ever been on the show.
And that's what we've told Malaysia. And even and they never showed any of this in the season. But we asked Malaysia several times. I'm like, is it because you're uncomfortable around us? Like, is it because Bambi's your friend? So the true you comes out. Like, what is your deal? Right. Why do you feel like you need a security blanket? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I think that's exactly what it was. Because this is the first season that we do see her speak up.
Yeah,
and, you know, she didn't come off as innocent as she looks in other seasons. This one, she really kind of shows her true colors, and she kind of plays devil's advocate. And
well, didn't you think they were going to bust her out or bring more attention to the fact that she set, I mean, Brooke up when she was coming to the birthday party with Bambi? I thought that right there kind of showed her colors.
Yeah, you know, I think M shows a lot of her colors a lot this season. You know, it's just even going back and forth with, like, my sister and Jackie. You know what I mean? I think that she really started to kind of show, like, who she really is. And I think Bambi had a lot to do with that. So I think that's why she played such an intricate role this season.
I'll have to say one thing, you know, in this episode, I liked how you stood up for your sister, and you were just like, you know what, this is my sister's birthday. What are you doing coming at me all? And I like how, you know, representing us short girls standing up, you know, because
she's like 6'4", y'all. She's big. Huge.
It like, just seems like big girls like to pick on little girls. So I give it to you for standing
she
up.
She definitely did. She didn't back down.
I'm the youngest of nine. Like, I've never known what it means to back down. I've always had to, you know, at such a young age, be like, what? You know, I've always been so feisty, you know?
You've been defending yourself for a long time.
Super long. But I feel like, what really made me mad is it was my sister's birthday. I think if it was any other event, I may have just kind of let it roll. But I was like, this is not your moment. You know
what I
mean?
So do you think she did that because it was your sister's birthday?
I honestly think Bambi did that because she knows no better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she got it. Like, when I was like, this is my sister's birthday, what are you doing? Most people would be like, you know, you're right. Not the right time. Me and you will have it out later, you know, which is fine. Cool. But she was like, I don't. And I'm like, of course you don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're from, you mentioned Compton up in there.
I did. Because I was like, you know, I didn't mean it like that, but I was just more so like, you should know better. You're like 30. And when the girls are telling me she's 30, I was like, what?
Yeah, because like, she was doing too much. She was trying to act extra gangster. Mm-hmm. When you're a recording artist in the studio, I don't think you shot anyone. I don't think you really lived that life. You ain't about that life.
Yeah, you can't really, like, you know, be about that life when you sell CDs out the trunk of your car. Like, that's just not. You haven't really made your staple yet. You know what I mean? I'm like, you can't. So
what I found
don't know.
Crazy with her is, like, I mean, it was a little unexpected in my opinion. I didn't think that out of everyone she would choose just go off on it would be you.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's something going on with her internally that she may have had a problem with you even before she met you.
That's why I say that's, I think she came in as a fan.
Or not a fan, but something.
I think someone who watched the show. She's obviously close to Malaysia. Me and Malaysia had not had it out, but we had our, you know what I mean, our beef last year. So I think coming in, you know what I mean, as someone
who's... She had preconceived notions.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I think she already knew how she felt.
Because out of all of the women, we kind of have agreed that you've played it the nicest.
Thanks.
And I think that it's authentic only because we've had you here on AfterBuzz before where we saw you were genuinely just a good person.
Thank you.
And so, I can attest.
And so to see
her kind of... Yeah, that's a lie since I'm single.
And to say, no, we'll tell you the truth here at AfterBuzz. But to see her picking on you, I feel like she took that as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Because I will say that previously, I felt like Malaysia kept it real. I feel like if she had something to say to somebody, she said it to them. And that's one thing that I appreciate about her.
Yeah,
but I feel like to have something to say to you, you ain't done nothing to nobody this entire season. Right. So why you of everybody? You know what I'm saying? She chose the nicest person to pick on because she didn't think that you were going to speak up. And when you did... she didn't do nothing.
I know. Mm-hmm. She pulled one of these. Malaysia, hold me back.
Yeah.
She was like, hold me back. She did that. It's like, you can't stop this girl. I was like,
she did. And she even, I mean, it lasted all the way to like New Orleans. And she's like, you can't hold me back. But even in New Orleans, like the things that she was saying, even when Malaysia pulled, you know, pulled her to the side and it was like, yeah, you're right, I'm over this. But then she says things like, oh, well, you can't get trains run on you anymore because you're married now.
Wow.
Stuff like that. It's just, oh my gosh. What, like, I have no respect for her anymore.
Wretched.
You know, I feel like
that was the epitome of wretchedity. Everybody on the show claims to be friends, but even as women, we have respect and we have boundaries, and you don't do that.
You don't
put one people on blast, put their business out there, or lie on them.
I'm pretty sure.
Do not lie on them, because I know dang well that did not happen to you.
It's so frustrating, because that was one thing. I'm like, and I told her this, and that's another thing I was yelling at. I was like, I never even knew Bambi existed before she came on the show, and that's why I'm like, girl, if you don't stop playing right now,
that's what you were saying.
I was like, come on. It's just that kind of stuff. But also, too, I mean, and you guys will see, this is kind of talking moving forward, but like in the reunion, like for me, one of my mentors and managers once told me, like, a tiger never loses sleep on the opinion of sheep. And and I was like,
say that one more time.
A tiger never loses sleep on the opinion of sheep.
I like that.
And so, and you'll see, and he also told me, like, silence is one of the loudest languages. Mm-hmm. And so, I never played into it. Like, I never got it, because I was like, I know you're looking for your 15 minutes, because I know you don't make sense in this whole season at all. But I was like, I'm not going to give it to you. So I don't know. It was just, it was frustrating, though, because there was times where I was like, you just realized I did 2 months worth of training for self-defense and taekwondo, right?
Yes.
I will hit you in the throat right now. Yes. It was crazy. So it was such a crazy, it was such a silly episode.
Now, I see you over there, and you guys probably do too. Out there waving that big red we will get into later, but you know, for holiday shopping, if you want, I can't say the similar ring, but maybe there's something kind of that resembles it on Amazon.com. What you want to do is go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the banner at the top. It's going to shoot you over to Amazon, and maybe you could find something. It's not going to be the same thing, but something
maybe something
similar.
For the kids. What are the boys wanting for Christmas?
All Thomas the Train.
Yeah?
Everything. All Thomas the Train. It's ridiculous.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, the train has been around for a long time.
If you guys,
like 60 years old.
If you guys haven't noticed or kind of missed it, you have two twin boys who are very active. Can you tell us a little bit more about them? What are they up to now?
They just turned 4, Isaiah and Carter. And they are I have them in literally everything. They, obviously, they go to school. They go to Montessori school. They're in swimming, taekwondo. They just finished soccer. They start t-ball, and they're about to start basketball.
Wow.
And they're hilarious. They're so perfectly rude. It's awesome. They're so rude. It's great.
Where do they get that from?
I know, right? Matt says it all the time. Matt was like, they look like me, but they act like you.
Uh-oh.
Like, that's fine. Yeah, but no, they're so disrespectful. It's perfect. Like, they are. They're just...
That's not gonna be cute.
But everything they say is, like, hilarious when you're that age. It, they say it as an adult. We're like,
wait, That's and right now, they'll do this. They'll be like, awkward.
What?
At the perfect moment. Yeah. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. They're funny. They're hilarious.
I know we can't see too much of them on the show, but I do see them on your Instagram. Can you tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on Instagram. It's at GlowGovan, and that's the same for Twitter and Facebook. I try to share my personal moments, with people, because honestly, I mean, you don't really get to see it on Bassa Wives. So, I mean, my kids, Matt, is everywhere, what I'm doing, what I'm up to. Check me out.
Yeah. So was the toy drive that I heard you're participating in, was that dedicated to your children? Was that something that you did for them?
Yeah, we're so blessed, Matt and I. It's just so, giving back to me is such a big, big part of my life. Philanthropy is really big, and especially when it comes to kids. The toy drive is December 6th, and basically what it does is it benefits single mothers at homeless shelter. So just getting them, and just to hear their stories, it literally instantly brings tears to your eyes. And you know, it's going to be at the Crocker Club downtown LA, and we're asking everybody to donate either one toy or $20. Mm-hmm. All proceeds go to their benefit. But it's crazy, you know, just to get them off the streets and really just give these kids an opportunity to have a real Christmas.
I'm out of the loop. What kind of toys should we be donating?
I mean, anything,
I don't know
honestly.
The coolest toys right now. You guys? I don't know.
I know everybody likes Wii and games.
Oh, we can't afford to donate them. I mean, like a Barbie? Is that okay?
Barbies are good. Like backpacks. You know, a lot of these kids are like 7, 8, you know, and they live on the streets, you know. So, I know it's not really even toys, maybe like school supplies, you know.
Oh, wow.
Like diapers. You know, a lot of them are young, single moms.
Well, I'm sure AfterBuzz will give a gift. We'll tell Stephen and Phil and, you know, Kevin and Phil. Maybe we can get something.
I appreciate that.
Now, for your fans out there who can't make it to LA or go to the toy drive, is there anywhere online that they could donate?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to www.gchomeless.com. And basically, like I said, you can donate either money or you can, there's an address out there too, or if you could send a gift, whatever, honestly. Everything counts, you know, especially this season. It's so cold too. You know, you'd be surprised how many people are homeless and on the streets. And you're young, 7, you know what I mean? Girls are 13 and pregnant, it's bananas. So anything we could do this time, or you guys can do to help, it'd be great.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For sure, I know. Yeah, coats. I mean, it gets cold at night.
I'm cold right now.
Yeah, like anything, socks. I mean, you would be, it's not even really about the toys, really. It's just about giving them stuff to, you know,
for
every day.
How did you get involved in something like that, though? How did you even know to go do that?
You know, it's just been, we've done it every year. Matt and I have really been involved in philanthropy. We did it when we were in Orlando. We did it when we were in Phoenix. You know, and actually this month alone, I have four toy drives.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. So.
I feel like I'm not doing enough community service being around you. You're making me feel bad about my life.
Well, I mean, like, you know, I just try to just let people know, you know, everyone here is blessed. And you'd be surprised what people, just the basics people don't have, you know. Yeah. So we're doing one here, LA, Houston, Denver, and in New York. So in the next couple weeks, so.
So since you are used to, you know, donating your time in order to give back, was it a shock to you when you had to donate some of your time to do the Habitat for Humanity? Was that something that was authentically planned
or was that random?
Give us the scoop.
Was that really Malaysia's idea?
Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
I was so mad. I was like, really? I was like, did she really just say it was her idea? No, it was actually Laura's idea, my sister's idea, and we tied it in because
After
Malaysia.
Buzz exclusive?
Yeah, because Malaysia used to live there.
What?
No, Malaysia used to live there, so they tied it in that way, and that's why I was like. When she was like, you know, I had this idea. I was like, no, she did not just take credit.
Wow.
Yeah, so even Laura was really, she was like, what? She was like, that was my idea. I said that months ago. But it was just crazy. That's another reason why it gets me so frustrated, because I'm like, ooh, that is not how that
goes.
Now, how was that trip? Because we seen when the girls were going down, you weren't there and your sister weren't there. And then we seen you later on show up at a dinner. Was that plan that you guys weren't going to go together with them? Or how did that come about? Was there tension between you and Bambi at that time? Is that why you guys didn't go all together?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's tension with Bambi and I for the rest of the season. There's only really 2 more episodes, but, you know, like for the rest up into the reunion. So, but, you know, Laura and I, we went to Vegas for Laura's birthday, and Matt and I ended up getting married there.
No, okay, hold on. Okay, let's stop there. Okay. Let's talk about this.
Can we also say, we saw you guys, when was that? The day after
Friday,
we were married or something. And I didn't know what was going on. And then
the GQ party.
Yeah, at the GQ.
Oh, we did see you.
Oh, like, Chris's thing. Yeah.
I was like, really? She's married? And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I had just found out that day. And I was like,
oh, really?
You're married? Because you guys were just so bubbly and happy. And it was so nice to see you guys.
Yeah, it was a good moment. And even, like, they said in the episode, like, where's your ring? We didn't go to Vegas.
I told her that, too. I was like, I don't see a ring, though.
Yeah. We didn't go being like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, get married. It really was Laura's birthday. And her fiancé, Gilbert, planned this whole, like, you know, shebang. So we were there. Almost my whole family, and everyone started talking about marriage. My brother was you know, getting his vows renewed, and and then they were talking to Laura, and they were talking to me, and
so
I was
whose
crying.
Idea was it? Was it you to elope or Matt's idea to elope?
It was neither of ours. It was my brother's idea.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yes, exactly. He was like, actually, and I, like I said before, I'm the youngest of nine, so we had four of my six brothers there. And they were like, you know, how do you feel? And Matt's been talking to us about this. And I was like, I'm looking at Matt, and I was like, I mean, like I said, I had no question. You know, I was just like, all right, well, if this is how it's going to go down,
let it go.
So your family was there for to see you get married.
They were, and we had to. We had to charter my mom in and my dad in. My mom is in LA watching my sisters, or actually all of our kids. And my dad was in Oakland because that's where we're from, and they have businesses out there. So we had to charter them. One of my sisters, like one of my best friends, you know, so super duper last minute.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was just bananas.
So did you ever fully explain that to the girls, because they were trying to act really insulted this episode that they
don't
weren't invited?
We don't even hang out. Like
and
that.
I'm like, no, I don't know if they're that close to where they really have the right to be insulted.
They, you know, I think they were surprised, as we were surprised, because we just left them like a couple nights before, you know, like at my sister's birthday. So you could see it was really close in terms of timing, and. Because it wasn't like I was, you know, secretly telling my sister, like, yes, we're about to go get married.
Right.
You know
what I mean? That's like, what they were trying to make it seem.
Yeah, so it wasn't anything preconceived, but I think they made it, I think they were just trying to make themselves relevant. Because I was like, come on, y'all. I was like, I don't even talk to you like that.
Do you even have my number?
Yeah, the only person I did feel bad was Brooke. Because Brooke was actually supposed to come to Laura's birthday in Vegas.
Aww.
And she couldn't end up coming for some reason. She couldn't get on the party bus because we party busted down. and so she was mad. And I felt bad because I really enjoy Brooke. Like, Brooke has become one of my favorite people. So,
how did Laura feel the fact that you were getting married her weekend, kind of? Did she feel kind of like,
wait, it's her birthday and you're getting married.
She'll
have another birthday.
She was like, so you know you still owe me a birthday dinner, right? I told her too. I was like, I'm so sorry, Elle. I was like, I didn't try to take
it.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't try to steal it.
You're like, but girl, the opportunity came.
Yeah, I was like, but no, you know, that only comes once a
But don't you think it makes sense? I mean, to me, it made sense that you guys would kind of do it on a whim like that, because it seemed like after doing this show, just things just weren't working out right with you guys to the point where you could actually make that next step. Do you think that maybe it would have never happened if it didn't happen this way?
Yeah, I think, you know, even in the episode, I'm like, it was so us. You know, it was so spontaneous, so untraditional, because we are super untraditional, as you can see. And two, I think what really made a like contribution to our decision was that we decided consciously not to put our relationship on the series. You know, so I was just like, well, but it ended up being perfect. And I don't know, I think you're right, I don't know if it would have happened, you know what I mean? I think Matt had talked to me about being engaged on our China trip, which we did off the season for his basketball, but I don't think it would have happened.
I love the way that it went down.
And I say that all the time. I'm like, it was perfect.
Yeah, because we see, you know, so many reality shows. They do these weddings. Kim Kardashian.
Evelyn.
And they make this big extravaganza. Yeah, and they go on People Magazine. And then a month later, 72 days later, they divorced.
$80,000 later.
So I think,
right?
I think you guys are going to last.
Thanks.
Because you have known each other for how long? Like, he said he's known you since you were a kid.
I did, since I was 12. Oh, wow. Since he was I was 12. Yeah.
And rumor has it that producers were mad at you for not included them in the wedding.
They were really upset. This is why next episode, I'm just gonna say this is why you don't get on the producer's bad side. But no, they were really upset. Like, they called me the next day and were like, did you get married? I was like, yeah. And they were like, well,
we need to get it on
tape. Yeah, yeah. They're like, well,
we're gonna have to reenact this.
It was crazy. And I was like, well, you know. And they were, the producers and I were butting heads since like day one, because they were really mad that I, you know, Matt and I both talked about it, and I was like, he's not coming on the season, sorry. And they were like, what? You know, we saw you guys break up, now all of a sudden you guys are together, and what? You know, and I was just like, not happening.
I think that saved your relationship.
Did come
it
did. On. We totally were really did. Surprised about that episode when he came into the tattoo parlor.
Tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
But it was very brief.
But the fact that he did come on, I thought he wasn't. So what happened where you felt like it was okay for him to present himself to the world?
Oh, no. That happened accidentally, because we were getting the piercings. And I mean, Matt and I were together the whole season. So he came to pick me up with the boys. Mm-hmm. And we were at the tattoo place for like hours. And so they were like, the whole time they were stalling us getting piercings and everything. They're like, can he come on? Can you come on? Hey, Gloria, he's here. Can you get... I was like... And finally, I was like, Matt, listen, it's up to you. I said no. I was like, I don't want you to come on. It's like, but it's totally up to you.
Okay.
And he was like, why don't mind? I was like, it's totally up to you. Like, I'm not, you know, if it's going to be brief, whatever. But, and so he did. He finally agreed to it. And that's why it's like super, that was super unplanned.
Quick, yeah.
But he was there the whole time.
It's funny because I was explaining to the girls when we seen that episode as a fan or, you know, somebody who watches the show, when I seen him come on, you know, I know that you guys were having problems and that he wasn't good. And my initial reaction was like,
Lord,
don't show him on. Yeah, get him off. Get him away from those girls.
Yeah. You said hide him from Drea. Like, yeah. You're like, do not let Drea around.
And like, they're like, why are you acting like that? And I'm just like, I know, like, you know, just from reading the tabloids and everything that, you know, that you guys were having trouble. And I just felt like these
she
girls.
She was protective. She was like,
I was very protective
get
of
it, girl.
You.
No, I appreciate that. We totally, well, I say 8 months, but, you know, he says six. We split up. And it was something that was needed. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen the episode where I'm like, I had a blazed trail.
And define for America or the rest of the world what blazing the trail is.
Because
what is
blazing the trail? Like four times in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Blazing the trail means just basically living that life.
Yeah. And what is that life? For those of us who don't understand,
what that life
for those of us who aren't about that life, what would that consist of?
That would consist of you just doing you. Yeah. And that means, if that means partying and staying up until 6 a.m., if that means, you know, going out to dinner, if that means asking someone to watch your kids, so you know what I mean? Like, if that just means going out and seeing and talking to whoever you want to, that's what that means. And I guess I've known Matt since I was 12. We got together my last semester in college, so I didn't get to go crazy all. I never got, and then shortly after, 8 months after we met or re-met, we had the boys, you know what I mean, where we got pregnant.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, it was just boom, boom,
You've
boom.
Always been, like, in wifey mode.
Super. And that's why I think people are like, how's married life? I'm like,
you don't know anything else.
It's the same? Question mark? You know? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. So I told Matt, I was like, I need to do this because I was going to be resentful to him.
So do you think that Bambi was trying to paint it as during that time you were blazing the trail?
Yeah.
That you were, doing, you know, your thug fizzle. Making it seem like you were doing extra or being more ratchet than you, and you really weren't.
Yeah, see, the problem with that is, and this is why, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, to a certain degree, I kind of respect Game, because Game has been known to bust girls out. You know what I mean? Like, he's been known to put girls in mixtapes. He's been known to be like, this is who I'm, you know what I mean? And to a certain degree, he never really did that about me. Mm. You know what I mean? You know, and don't get me wrong, and Matt knows this. This is no new, like, you know, craziness. You know, but we both did stupid stuff when we were, you know what I mean, not together.
Yeah.
Just really hurtful, like, you know, tit for tat type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that people really just kind of took that for as little as it was and try to blow it up to just being like, she just, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So the few people I did talk to, I'm like, dang, you know, I'm like, that's crazy.
In your defense, though, men, and I will say this loud and men lie on their dick. So
absolutely.
I'm not surprised if someone has lied just because they had a moment of opportunity. But I honestly, sincerely believe that Bambi was using that as an opportunity to get more attention and act as if she knew something.
Yeah.
Knowing
as
females, we've all been lied on. So it was really insulting for her to do that, I feel like, you know, for, like, just as females, we know better. So the fact that she would throw that out there and make it seem like she did something when Gloria did not do that.
Yeah, when she was, you know, trying to throw you under the bus, what first came to my mind was, did she even know you at that time?
Yeah, that's
did she even know you in that moment in your life to be like, oh yeah,
well,
she did
word
this
of mouth, I'm sure.
And you know, Bambi's in that, you know, in that world, you know, she's trying to be an upcoming rapper.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So she, I guess she felt like, because she maybe knows those guys, that was, you know, her spot. But that's why, and that's why I've told Bambi, like, you came on super fan of the show, not even of me, but just of the show. I'm like, and I understand you're trying to be relevant because you probably don't have anything else going on, but listen, like, me is I'm not the person. She was cool with Jackie, you know, she was afraid of Brooke, like, it was, you know, she was cool with Drea, she was obviously Malaysia's best friend, so I think that left me, you know what I mean? So I was like, but I was like, I'm not gonna give it to you, I'm just, it's just not that relevant.
I mean, because we had her, she called in for a phone interview. She was actually very amazing on the phone interview. She was honest. I felt like she kept it real. She said she does not care for you and your sister.
Right.
And as viewers, we don't quite understand why. I understand Laura, but I feel like you kind of got the back end or the back burner because that of your relationship with your sister. Yeah. I feel like you kind of were thrown under the bus and lumped into that category with Laura.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I think, and like I said, you know, even before this, I didn't have anything really to say about Bambi. I was just saying that I didn't understand how she felt like she had such a staple in the cast. And I was like, you really, I don't even understand my sister and Jackie's relationship. I'm like, so I know you definitely can't remember.
You did say that. Like, you're like, I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah, I'm like, so I don't understand. You know, and I felt like I said, I think because she felt like she had Malaysia's point of view and she became close with Jackie, that I felt like she really felt like
she knew what was going on.
I know, and I'm like, girl, you know, stop it.
Yeah.
None of those girls, if you ask anybody on the cast about Laura and Jackie's relationship, none of them can honestly tell.
Because she rides for, she completely,
she
like,
rides hard with
rides
Jackie.
For Jackie.
Yeah, absolutely. She rides really hard for Jackie.
Well, it's because they have a new song out together that we've seen in this episode that is Jackie, you know, getting on the mic and trying to rap. We've seen her sing before, but now she's trying to rap.
She's really rapping.
Which is so interesting, you guys out there watching. You know, we don't always have Gloria in the studio, so this is your opportunity to call in and chime in and ask her any questions that you have.
Yep.
It is 424-256-1729. Okay, I got it. So again, that's 424-256-1729. Please call in. We only have her here for maybe a couple more minutes or so. So I guess we're just going to jump into the rest of the episode. We see Brooke have a little get together where she has her own lingerie line.
Ooh la la.
And, you know, Drea doesn't seem too happy about it because supposedly they are friends and she should have known. It just threw me for a loop. Where did this lingerie line come from?
Touch me.
Yes.
At that. Or
touche me.
Touche me.
Touche me. No, you know, Brooke has, she's like you said, she's 35. She's a mother of three. She has a banging body.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
She looks great.
She
we were saying that. We were like, oh, skin on point, body on point.
Yeah,
she looks good. What?
She's curvy, but she looks good.
She does. She
the
works
curves in all
really
the right
well.
Places.
Curvy, voluptuous, juicy. We can use all those words. Thicker than a snicker, as we say.
But I don't know. I didn't even know she had a lingerie line. I think it was something like she said, you know, on the show, I've talked to Brooke and told her, I'm like, you got to use it as a foundation, a staple, like get everything you can out there. And I think that she was just waiting for it to be on point. You know what I mean? I don't think she wanted to like release.
We have a caller. Sorry to cut you off. Welcome to AfterBuzz.
Hello. Go ahead. Bring them in, Marissa.
You there?
Hey, this is Turtle Man from Grambling, Louisiana.
Is
that a friend of yours? Tell the truth.
She's just almost spit him.
Yeah.
I think she knows Turtle Man.
I think
Man.
She knows Turtle Man.
Turtle Man.
Hi, Turtle Man. Welcome.
It's nice to be a part of the show.
Thank you.
How do we know? How does that
Gloria
know
Why is Gloria laughing so hard? Does she know you, Turtle Man?
Turtle Man is an old friend from overseas this summer. We all had a nice little trip.
Oh, from China. Is this real? Is this a prank call?
No, I was gonna say, this is a real person. Hilarious. I love you, Turtle Man. What's going on, Holmes?
Oh, not much. Just finishing finals, you know, doing what a How's Turtle Man does.
He plays baseball in college, so he's doing really well.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes.
Okay, an educated Turtle Man.
Yes.
Turtle Man, do you have any questions for Gloria?
So, I just want to ask Gloria, how does it feel to be on TV so much and be so popular?
To be so amazing, Gloria, tell us about it.
She's tearing up.
You know, Turtle Man, honestly, I love being on TV. I think I honestly can say I'm surprised that the show has become so popular. But I appreciate it for what it's become. So, yes, you should be studying.
Oh, I am. I'm just writing a paper, watching the Clippers play right now.
Hey, what's the score?
I'm
what's the score?
Your, After Buzz TV lineup right
hey.
Now. So
okay.
I'd love to pop in and say hello.
Have you gotten your tattoo yet?
Alex.
No, have not gotten my tattoo. I was thinking about getting like a turtle shell or something somewhere on my body, but we'll see how that goes.
I love you, Turtle Man. Can you tell me the score real quick, please?
Okay, it's commercial break right now.
Okay, can you tell us if you're a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, I am not. I'm a fan of Catching Critters and
And do you watch Basketball Wives LA?
Yeah, I do. I don't really watch Basketball Wives, religiously, but I was watching today, and I think my girlfriend got mad at me because I was so into the show.
Oh, really?
Used to me.
And who's your favorite? Who's your favorite on the show?
Turtle Man.
It would have to be Miss Gloria.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, what'd you think about tonight's episode?
The score to the game is 51-58. We're down, so hopefully we can turn it up.
All right. What'd you think about tonight's episode, real quick?
Tonight's episode was a lot of drama. I got surprised when my girl got up. I was ready to see if Gloria was about to start the bowl. But she knows Taekwondo, so I ain't worried about it.
Exactly. You might have to show us some moves before you go.
Right. Oh, I love it.
All right, Turtle Man, thank
you
so much.
I love you, Turtle Man. We appreciate you, folks.
Thanks for calling in. Good luck with school.
All right, thank you.
You're
thanks. Now, speaking of your Taekwondo, let's talk about a little bit about the webisode, because we heard about that in the beginning of the season, and then kind of haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, no, it just got released on Shaq's Comedy Network on YouTube. It's dope. I mean, the first episode got 75,000 views, so it's off to a good start. But it was crazy. You know, I think, Spice, like, in terms of the webisodes becoming the new kind of, you know, the new big
That's
thing.
That's the new it thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I know even Chris Brown's coming out with the webisode coming up.
You
know,
Love Triangle.
Yeah,
Is that what it's about?
It's been crazy. But, you know, I think people fail to realize how big internet has really become, you know, nowadays. But it's called Clean Ops. I play a character named V, and I'm
that
an assassin.
That suits you so
night.
Well.
Right?
Are you a ballerina teacher during the day or something?
I'm a ballerina. I'm a ballerina dancer. I'm a professional one during the day, and I had to learn ballet. Let me tell you, my toesies were cute.
Lord.
I was cute. I could wear open toe shoes all day.
So you had to go through that
Not
whole black
anymore.
Swan training.
I did.
Thing.
I had to get to point, which is like in the real ballet. Yeah. I was like, my toesies were bleeding.
Oh, it was naps. That's dedication.
It was. It was.
Let
bananas.
Me break a toenail. I'm done.
Right.
I need to go to Kim Lee Soo Chang to fix my toes.
I was on toe shoes. I was on toe shoes for 2 years.
Yeah,
and,
it's nuts.
I quit. And I was only like 13.
No, right. You're like, I tap out.
I'm okay. Was the fighting training intense as well?
It was so intense. I worked out 3 times a day day. For
3 times a day?
That's more than
the gladiators for Spartacus.
Crazy. It was,
that's like serious. Yeah.
It was crazy. And I had to do the police like obstacle course training.
Oh, that's cool.
I had to do Taekwondo. I did boxing with James Lights Out Tony, who's like a 12-time champion.
So that's why you felt so confident when Bambi stepped to you.
You're like, trust me.
You don't
want
none of this. Like,
you're
gonna get brought.
Right. It's already been brought. Sorry for being brought in.
Can you show me one Taekwondo? Because I box. I'm a personal trainer, so I could.
Oh yeah, Fallon.
Get it in there.
Fallon over here and motivational Mercedes.
Can you show me a move or something?
Like right now.
Like right now.
Do something.
Like one of these.
You do what?
Yeah, you gotta.
Wait a minute.
Bring that.
Okay.
So bring it in here. Uh-huh. Take this one and like wrap it around. Yeah. I had to do one of these moves. I was telling her.
I was getting a little scared.
She like cracked my neck in one.
It was crazy. I had to work out, and I played basketball in college. I'm such an athlete. And I'm super competitive.
We saw the episode with you and your sister where you guys were like balling on the court.
Yeah, we were so serious that day too.
Oh, I believe
Even
it.
In my
I believe
tights,
it. You were like,
so
like let's go.
I believe
like,
it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And it was the first time in like 10 years I beat her. So you don't understand. They didn't show my victory.
Was it a real victory?
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't playing.
Like,
We honestly had such a long time before we didn't talk. So that was the first time we like really dove into like our problems and what was going on. So
that's
we were serious.
Crazy.
We were
the last time you were serious. Here on AfterBuzz, you were just, I think, reconnecting with her low key. Like, you guys were still distant. It wasn't, you know, full connection
crazy.
Yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to see that on the episode, I was like, they're finally making up.
Yeah.
Like, I was excited to see that.
It was crazy. I mean, you know, we're sisters are, it's such a complex.
Now, how many sisters do you have?
Blame it on the
you said
three.
You have 9 siblings. Are you closest to Laura?
I'm closest
Lara.
To Lara. Matt.
Oh my gosh.
I'm closest. We come in pairs, you know, so there's the top three that are really close, and then boom, boom, boom. And so my brother right above me is only like 18 months older than me, and we're like twins. They call us twins. My sister, Laura, and the brother above her are like twins. They call them twins.
Okay.
You know, so we, and we're 7 years apart. It's
oh, wow. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, we got a really big gap between the two of us. And I tease her all the time, but she really didn't like me until I was like 13.
Mm.
I would always steal her clothes.
I understand that.
You know, yeah. Like,
I have a sister who I'm 8 years apart with, and it's the same thing. Yeah, I liked her when she got older.
Yeah.
But now I get older.
Yeah. The more I got, like, the older I got, the more she started to, like, really like me. But before, I was just like, I guess I was just a nuisance.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was just, you know, kind of going back. But we're cool as hell now. Excuse my language. But we're, you know, it's dope. And we're really sisters. But we really did go through, like a, I don't know, it's just we weren't vibing. It was crazy. We couldn't get it
together. Do you think it was because of the show that you guys weren't vibing? Because we see, you know, you and the other characters on the show, or just the characters on the show in general, right. You go through these ups and downs where you're close, you're not close. We see that with Drea and Jackie all the time. Do you think filming with your sister, you know, it's a different dynamic where you guys are working together. Do you think that was the cause of you guys not being as close?
No, yeah, honestly, it goes deeper than that. You know, we've had so much riff. You know, I've always been Laura's little sister. Mm. And I think kind of becoming on the show and introducing her into the world, you know, and her being Gloria's sister, it became this like really, really competitive moment in us.
You guys are competitive while playing basketball.
She touched on that though on the episode. I felt like we saw a little bit of, and I don't want to call it haterism because that's your sister, but we saw a moment where she said she thought you were getting a little bit Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate that because I felt like I don't care what show you're on. You ride or die for your sister till the very end. And I didn't feel like you were being Hollywood at all. You weren't turning your nose up at anyone. You show up without makeup. You come to other people's sets of their photo shoots, not trying to steal the thunder or the shine, but just being there as a friend. So when she said that you were becoming Hollywood, I was like, they didn't really give us that part on the episode. She hasn't displayed that to me for me to feel like that.
You know, I think Hollywood in terms of, and at first, you know, it's so funny. I was like, well, when you go to Hollywood, don't you become Hollywood? Like, I didn't get it. I was like, isn't it? But, you know, and I talked to her about that, even kind of into, like diving into it. And I was like, I don't, like, break that down. I don't understand that. You know, and I think that she just kind of felt like I wasn't maybe helping her as much as I should have been.
Helping her?
Yeah, in terms of, like, you know.
Her and Jackie,
when you
is that
see,
it?
No, just her.
Because she talks about how Jackie kind of, like, ganged up on her last season.
Her.
Now
yeah.
she's has this vendetta against
she's
her.
She super was, like, all over that vendetta. I was like, I don't understand.
Not part of this.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's all you. Yeah. But I think, you know, like I said, me growing up being Laura's little sister, you know, she played basketball. She was going to go overseas. Then I played basketball. She coached me, you know, and then all of a sudden, I think the roles flipped a little bit. You know, I was on this TV show. I had just a little bit more notoriety. And then she came and now I was like, oh, you're a Gloria's sister. And she was like,
oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, no. She's my sister. You know, so I think that really played a lot into the complications of our communication. You know, it became like, well, you're not. And I was like, listen, because honestly, she was supposed to be on the show originally. She was supposed to be in Miami on the Miami show.
After my exclusive.
Yes. And then, you know, the whole Shawnee and Shaq thing stuff happened.
Oh, yeah.
But then I still was asked to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it as a family because we do that all the time.
For those of us who don't know the Shawnee and Shaq thing, what happened?
Well, Laura was supposed to be on the show when they approached Shawnee with it. And then all of a sudden this whole like, well, Laura slept with Shaq, Shawnee's ex-husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was that true?
No. And what's crazy is that we've known Shaq for such a long time. Like I said, my whole family plays basketball.
The webisode series that you're doing, isn't that part of Shaq's network?
Yeah, it's on Shaq's network.
And
I've literally, my uncle, who is Matt's agent, it's such a complex story, but, you know, he's an NBA agent. He had LeBron, he's had Shaq. So we've known Shaq, seriously.
Forever.
I mean, ever. He's so irritating, ever. You know, and I know all the kids, and like Shawnee said, like she, you know, it was a little family, knit family. But, you know, it was unfortunate. And I think if Shawnee really kind of took the time to talk to Elle about it, you know, she would have realized how stupid it was. But she didn't. So she was just like, well, she's no longer on the show, but I guess your sister can be. And then that's where this whole, like,
flop thing happened. So what happened with Shawnee to where she felt like, well, now Laura can be on the show?
Well, see, that's kind of the crazy part is Shawnee, she's not really an executive producer like that. And she's nor is she a creator. You know, someone came to Shawnee was like, hey, I need Basketball Wives. Your Shaq is one of the biggest ones out there. Can you help me? So she was like, yeah. But, you know, then she got creative. Because like I tell, I mean, I say this in other interviews. I'm like, if Shawnee really believed that Laura was, or if she was an active producer, would she really have my sister on the show?
Right. Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? If I thought you slept with Matt, I would, girl, I would be like, Mm-mm. You can't talk no more. No more. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, girl. So I'm just like, I don't know. So it's just such a silly situation. But
if she knows now, does she believe now that nothing happened?
You know, Laura and Shawnee don't talk. I think my sister reached out to her, and then it became like, well, you know, because Laura was really hurt by it. She reached out to her a lot. And then when Shawnee.
Oh, that's big of her.
Yeah.
Because that's an injustice. Lot. And that takes a lot of, you know, lack of pride and humility to reach out to her.
And I mean, even just because I know, you know, like Shaq and my sister have talked to Shawnee, like they've really, like, really tried to, you know, explain, like, you know what I mean? Break it down to Shawnee, but she wasn't really having anything of it. And then Laura was just like, well, then F it. If you don't want to hear it, then I'm over it. You know what I mean? So then it just became, now they just don't talk.
But how did that rumor even get started to begin with?
I think some emails came out. Some emails came out that actually were, it's pretty funny, that actually were to Gilbert, who's Laura's fiance. And then they kind of, it was, they blacked out the address, the email address. They put Shaq's on there. And then they, it was so dotted up. It was bananas.
Who does that? What do you call it, Mari? Wretchicity?
Wretchidity.
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 It really was.
That is like on YBF.
It became, it became a mess. But yeah, it didn't last long, honestly. And then I was on the show, and the whole time I had to defend my sister, you know, so, which I don't mind.
I like how you always ride or die for your sister. And, you know, you do it to the point where even when people make Basketball Wives spoofs, they even show you doing it. So we're going to get into news and gossip.
Yes.
Awesome. Let's get into news and gossip.
Laura,
Where's our news and gossip music?
Do we have a sample of this?
There we go.
Yo, you guys, the spoof is hilarious.
So I recently was able to go in the home of Gloria, and you know, I told you guys
amazing,
before.
By the way, I'm jealous you got to eat her cookies. I've been promised food.
Oh my god, y'all ain't got to lie.
It was amazing. Okay, I went home and I told Lauren. I was like, I should have brought a doggy bag for you guys out there. I don't know if I explained it to you guys before, but I do this celebrity fitness segment on NicoleBitchy.com, and I was able to go into Gloria's home, and she showed me this great recipe that you guys can make because she has a cookbook coming out called A Mixed Girl's Favorite Meals.
Now, while we were over there,
she was dying laughing about this spoof, Basketball Wives spoof, and me and Lauren are like, what is going on? So she showed it to us.
We watched it.
I'm just going to say this.
It gets funnier every time.
So it's Torre Hart, who is Kevin Hart's ex-wife.
Hilarious.
Like, she put this whole thing together.
We're going to see it right now. Let's see.
Yes.
I don't like you guys watch.
It's great.
Jackie's shoes. I don't like my shoes. These is red box. These is red.
What?
Oh, Jesus, help
me. Oh, my gosh.
Look at Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Look at her teeth. Oh, no.
Oh, man, that's wrong.
Sorry.
So.
Oh, my God. Wait, who got heels on?
That's Drea's butt.
Yes.
I was Jackie the other day at lunch, right?
Oh, she's gonna be playing with her like that.
Oh, God, this is too funny.
It gets better.
I love the part where you come on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll have to show that.
That's right.
I want to find out.
Look,
she do be slapping asses. That's so funny.
Oh yes, I'm going. Yes, Jackie.
Malaysia.
No whooping her ass. You know what I'm saying? Because Dre and my girl.
That side ponytail.
That is too
funny. And look at the necklace. Implants.
That is great.
That's Laura.
My confessional.
Laura, her face is bedazzled.
We're going to talk on that later. We're going to talk on the bedazzling later.
I love it.
Is this really how the camera guy got?
Why is my guy like...
It's so classic.
Okay. Well, okay.
This is the best part. I hope they don't watch this. This is great.
Oh.
Spin off.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's too funny. And the girl who plays you, luckily, is gorgeous, too.
Oh, so. Thank you. No, but she's hilarious.
I'm waiting for your part to come on, because it's really funny. Malaysia, hilarious.
Hilarious.
But, oh, my God.
Look at her crying. Look at her crying. They ain't nothing for that.
This just proves that they really watched the show, because they broke down these funny episodes.
They got two girls that really look like sisters, though. I appreciate that.
That's my girl, Aida Rodriguez. And she's
a comedian, right?
She's a comedian. Yeah. So funny.
Well, my sister Laura, Laura. Matt. Well,
what?
Laura and my two boys and my sister that Laura and Matt. Matt.
Aww. Nah. All right, thanks, Marissa. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Out there, if you want to watch more of this spoof, go to youtube.com and just type in Basketball Wives LA spoof, and you will see it. It is hilarious.
Can we address the bedazzled face?
Yes.
Because we have you in the studio. I need you to address it. I have openly admitted on AfterBuzz that I feel like this season that your sister, Lara, has been a little extra too in order to get attention and more airtime.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, that kind of goes back to, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I'm an AfterBuzz. You know, it becomes, you start to fight for camera time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got six girls, everyone's trying to do their own thing, you know, showcase what they have going on. So it becomes this, like, you know, if you don't have a storyline, it becomes like, well, I don't like her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, Elle is... I say this too all the time, so there's no big deal. But she's always been extra in terms of, like,
she's all these face expressions, like...
Yeah, you know what I mean? And she's... And now, because she's lost... she's always been that size, too, let me tell you guys. Let me correct... She's always been that size. Laura has been... She's been smaller than me
our whole life. Oh, she looks great right now.
Yeah, she does look great.
But people are like, oh, my gosh, she looks skinny, and she's lost so much weight. I'm like, that's her natural build. Like, she's always been really tiny. But she's always been, like, on the whole borderline New York style kind of out there. You know what I mean? Like, and she's super, like, expressing faces, and she's goofball. But, yeah, I think, you know, honestly, it became to a point where, like, she really had to start, you know. I mean,
that's more
like,
the video going off.
I was like, what is that?
Marissa's watching it faster, laughing.
So you admit she started doing it more in order for...
Yeah, just to kind of...
Because she came with, like, her face, like, bedazzled and, like, that's just awesome. Jeweled up. And,
with the gold, right?
Yeah,
the gold
and I'm
flakes.
Just like, oh, for the confessional, like, you know you have a confessional. So the fact that you came prepared...
Still have those flakes on her.
She did that on purpose.
She does. She absolutely does. And she's, I mean, she'll say it all the time. She's always been, she's more of like the extra, you know what I mean? She's always an extra.
And you're more chill.
I'm just too lazy. I'm just what? I'm like, what? Put makeup on.
Now, will we be seeing you and your sister on another season of Basketball Wives?
Great question.
Now that the reunion show is shot, I mean, you can tell us.
You know, Elle and I are working on just other stuff.
Yeah.
We are, you know, kind of more as not only sisters, but individuals. And we'll see.
So to be continued.
We
can't necessarily answer that right now. We get the gist. Those of you who are tuning in, watch this episode so you know the answer.
Yeah. We pretty much know. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not sure.
You guys out there watching, you know, please go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, tell a friend, tweet at us at AfterBuzz TV. You know, like last episode, we have Mafia Wife calling
and Turtle Man calling in.
You know, we love to hear, you know, your thoughts, what you think, your questions to our guests. You know, please follow us, tweet us, you know, we do care about you. We do this for you.
Yes, we pay attention.
Now, is there any anything else that we should be aware of that you're doing? You're doing the toy drive.
Yes.
Toy drive. You're doing the webisode series. You're doing, you're hosting, interviewing these comedians. What else is going
on? Backstage Confidential. Yeah. It's a new TV show. And basically, I interview comedians. I've interviewed Kevin Hart and Chris Tucker. And it was just, it's been a really cool, it kind of happened again by accident. I was supposed to interview them. 5 minutes turned into an hour and a half.
Oh.
I mean, but comedians do so much of the work for you because they're hilarious.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. They love to talk. So, but it's dope. Really what it's about, it's just, it dives into their journey to becoming who they are today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't know, but Kevin Hart's been on the scene for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he just now has been like...
He's got a serious
name. Super blown
yeah.
up. You know what I mean? So, and even Tommy Davidson Jr., who mm-hmm. I grew up watching on, you know, yeah. on In Living Color. You know what I mean? Those mm-hmm. kind of things. And to hear his story. And it was just, it was dope. And honestly, it's really encouraging because... You hear them go through like rock bottom, you yeah. know what I mean? Where they've lost everything, they've been through rehab, mm-hmm. and now they all of a sudden they got to fight. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm not the only loser that's taken 2 years. You know what I mean? I'm like,
you are not a loser. You are a basketball life superstar. You are doing things that
our producer, Kevin Undergaro, came in and was like, oh, the basketball wife.
But what I hope for you, Gloria, is, and I told you this, is like, we hope that soon no one will be saying like, you're the basketball wife.
Oh,
you know, that we'll be able to say like,
the host.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, you're already going that way. You have your cookbook mm-hmm. finally coming out, which yes. she made a shrimp scampi.
So good.
Thanks.
It should be up on NicoleBitchy.com. I'll have to show you guys because it was such a great meal. I need to go home and cook it myself.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it. No, thank you guys so much. And honestly, I still at the end of the day, as much as I talk stuff about it, like I have to give my shout out to Basketball Wives because they mm-hmm. honestly I wouldn't have right. any of this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They
without
created
it,
a little bit of a platform for
yeah,
you.
But you know, and anybody in reality TV, I just say really just take this 15 minutes and turn it into whatever you can. You know what yeah. I mean? Because that's all you got. And once it's over, and that's why I was telling Brooke, I'm like, whatever you have to just throw it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever sticks, because it's crazy. If you would have told me Basketball Wives would be what it is today, I would have been like, girl, I am not putting my money on this show. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nice try. But now I'm like, what? It is, you know, it's crazy. So, but thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like I've worked hard. And yeah. hopefully over the next couple things that I'm doing, people really get to see who I really am. Mm-hmm. You know, so that'll be kind of
And
cool.
thank you for coming on the show and really kind of showing us
me.
Who you Yay. Are. And, yeah. you know, giving us the inside scoop Thanks. Of what really went down and what's really going on. You know, telling us about your marriage, what's going
thank
on
you.
In your career. You guys out there, you can follow Gloria
yeah,
on
buddy.
Twitter at...
It's at Glow Govan, and I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine. And nice. I try to reach out to my fans.
Nice.
I block my haters nowadays.
Like Turtle Man?
Turtle Man.
Yo, give us homies. One thing that we should expect from the reunion. Because we usually do predictions, Ooh, but we're going to do just yeah. one thing we can expect from the reunion.
I like that.
Oh,
she laughed. Do not say wretchedity.
I was about to steal it from you. Surprises. We don't do the
really?
Normal. Yeah,
oh.
we don't. We do a lot of the sit down and discuss, but we do games and you get to see people rap and.
People
okay.
yeah,
or Bambi.
Yeah. You know, my sister's on the phone like the whole time, which is hilarious.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm yawning the entire time.
You're like, I'm over it.
Yeah,
I did my seasons.
And
I'm out.
Yeah. I was like, John kept asking me questions. I was like,
John, are you serious?
Really?
I kept looking at him like, no, seriously. Pass the question over. It was great. But it's, you know, It's going to be interesting. I'm interested to see how they cut it up, as you know.
When
as
are
usual.
They airing it? Would you know with the date yet? We can expect
this
it.
This is, I think, episode 13. So yeah, it'll probably
correct.
Be yeah.
Two
I think
episodes?
It'll probably be right before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
right
nice.
Before Christmas.
So we'll be tuning in for that. We'll be discussing.
Exactly.
We might have to have you. Yeah.
Yeah
give a little
in.
Insight on that.
Yes.
All
absolutely.
Right, you guys, make sure to stay tuned every week on Monday after Buzz TV. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You can follow me at Miss Mercedes on Twitter and Instagram.
You can hug my Twitter at Lauren's Love and
love her.
And kiss my Instagram, Lauren's Love. So,
and you can play with my Twitter day or
yes.
night at spicy underscore Madi. Or you can Instagram me and stroke it real good at spicy underscore Madi.
She is spicy.
Love to stroke it.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And again, thank you, Gloria, for coming on.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys next
Shout
week.
Shout out to Gloria's book.
Yes.
Yeah.
We
buddy.
Love women who write books and have their own careers going as well.
Yeah.
You and
Maria
Menounos have a lot going on.
That's why I won't change my name. Boom.
Nice.
Boom.
See you guys next week.
Bing.com. Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, you're going to say buzz you later.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.